Haines and Skagway are reducing their energy bills by switching to LED lights. But the real costs of rural energy comes from maintaining the larger infrastructure. And as skiers and snowboarders get ready to enjoy early season snow, the Haines Avalanche Center provides tips on how to stay safe in the backcountry. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Haines and Skagway are among the 47 communities benefiting from Alaska Energy Authority's Village Energy Efficiency Grant for new LED lights. It's a public-private partnership aimed at reducing energy costs in rural areas. But as Claire Strempel reports, energy-efficient bulbs are only half the battle.
Skagway has converted almost all of its streetlights to LEDs, except for about 30 on State Street. LEDs produce as bright a light as traditional bulbs, but use less wattage. Wattage is the measure electric companies use to bill their customers. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says LEDs should cut the borough's energy bill almost in half.
We will be using about 9,000 watts less annually. And so that equates to about $1,200 a year.
There's an upfront investment to change the lights, but nearly $16,000 in grant money from Alaska Energy Authority will help Skagway finish that job next year. Alaska Energy Authority is using a $1 million grant from Wells Fargo to help communities of fewer than 8,000 people reduce energy costs by reducing wattage.
Energy efficiency is the low-hanging fruit.
Kirk Warren is the Director of Engineering and Energy Development for Alaska Energy Authority.
If you can reduce the number of kilowatt hours, that's the least cost way to help effectuate a reduce in monthly bills to residential customers.
He says statewide, the cost of energy is going up, and rural areas already pay more for electricity. The state subsidizes part of that cost up to a set amount of wattage monthly. So if programs like the Village Energy Efficiency Grant can lower wattage, it could mean savings for everyone. But reducing energy costs in rural areas isn't simple. LEDs can use up to 10 times less wattage than traditional bulbs, but they don't cut the cost of doing business for rural energy providers.
A certain amount of equipment and infrastructure needs to go in place just to provide it.
Lance Caldwell is a manager with Alaska Power and Telephone, which serves Skagway and Haines.
The power lines still have to be maintained. The engines still have to be maintained. There's only so much you can whittle away before that's, yeah. But the LED is one place to definitely start.
Skagway started transitioning to LED light in 2011. Comparing bills from before and after LEDs, Skagway reduced wattage by about 40%, but their bill is almost the same. There are other benefits to LEDs. They last longer than regular bulbs. And like Kirk Warren from Alaska's Energy Authority says, the cheapest kilowatt hour is the one you don't produce. This year's grantees must complete their projects by September 30th, 2020. There are no project extensions. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Upper Lynn Canal saw its first dusting of snow at sea level this week. A few skiers and snowboarders have already made it out to the mountain passes to get in a few early season turns. Jeff Moskowitz of the Haines Avalanche Center visited KHNS to tell us more about current conditions around Natahini Mountain and what backcountry enthusiasts should be looking out for.
So overall, the conditions look pretty good for an early season snowpack. We had a lot of snow that came down. I think there were 2 6-inch storms that hit Haines Junction, so that's what we were looking at. And that first storm warmed up, and then it looked like it cooled down, so it was a little bit of a supportive crust, and then some softer snow that fell on top of that. So overall, that's makes for decent riding. As always, early season, we have to think about the underlying terrain. So lots of rocks. One of the biggest dangers is going to be hitting rocks, either with your sled or with your skis.
I mean, are there any kind of avalanche risks, or is the snowpack kind of low and supported by those rocks and things, or how does that work?
The snowfall that we did have up at the Natahini Chilkat Pass area, it looked pretty good. There was over a meter of snow, but that was in areas. Other areas were much thinner. So we did observe some natural avalanches on steeper slopes, usually a little bit higher up in elevation because there's not much snow in the lower elevations. That was a loose snow avalanche came down and was enough to bury, injure, or kill somebody. So overall, that danger does exist. It's often common that people get excited and get out early. Doesn't mean that the avalanche conditions are going to cooperate.
So if people are planning on heading out this weekend, it looks like there might have been some new snow. Are there any things that people should look out this particular weekend?
So this weekend, they might have gotten a little bit more snow up at the pass, but not a lot. So also the winds have picked up. So there's wind slab that's building. If there is snow that's not been disturbed by the wind, we're going to be looking out for kind of loose snow and slough. But this early, it should really be more about doing some assessment and maybe a full shakedown of gear, safety gear, beacon, shovel, probe, maybe having a little bit extra daylight. You might spend some time working on companion rescue skills and just kind of maybe get in shape a little bit. A couple other things, I guess, to think about, especially if you're going to be traveling up by snow machine up onto some of our glaciers. Remember that it's really early in the season and that lots of the summer and the warm temperatures have opened up lots of crevasses and cracks. So maybe routes that you're used to taking are going to look a lot different. We're also going to be slowly building very weak snow bridges. So it's going to be a whole different game if you're accessing glacial terrain. So that's a huge heads up.
That was Haines Avalanche Center Education Director Jeff Moskowitz. The Haines Avalanche Center will begin courses and operations this November. You can read and submit observations about snow conditions at alaskasnow.org under the Haines tab. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.